The government of Namibia has announced it will start seizing some white-owned commercial farms in order to give land to blacks. The announcement has raised fears that Namibia could follow in the footsteps of Zimbabwe, which launched a violent and chaotic farm takeover program 4 years ago. NPR's Jason Beaubien reports.
Namibia is a vast arid country, squeezed between the Kalahari Desert and the Atlantic Ocean. The rocky dry soil in most of the country is only suitable for grazing goats, sheep, and a few cattle. That's the case in Kransnias, about 60 miles south of the capital, Windhoek. 30 families survive in this village of rusting tin shacks by raising goats. There's no electricity in Kransnias, and the only water comes from a murky well dug in a dry riverbed.
In here, you see, I cook beans by the fire.
Gertrude Engelbrecht Chazabani was born here. She's now 60 years old, and like the rest of Kransnias' residents, she's facing eviction from the only land she's ever called home.
Where to must I go? In my age, where must I go now? After my parents die here, after I grow up here.
Namibia is a vast, sparsely populated nation, but most black Namibians still don't own any of the land. 90% of the country's commercial farmland is in the hands of a small white minority. Indigenous Namibians were driven off the land in the late 1800s and early 20th century by German colonialists. South Africa took over control of the area after World War I and set up an apartheid system which further relegated blacks to barren, arid Bantustans. Ever since gaining independence in 1990, Namibia has vowed to return commercial farmland to blacks. But Robin Sherburn, an economist at the Institute for Public Policy Research in Windhoek, says only about 1% of commercial land is getting redistributed each year.
So at present rates, it's going to take us another 40 years before half of commercial land is in the hands of black Namibians.
In March, the Prime Minister called the government's process of buying farms cumbersome and announced that the government was going to start seizing land. This despite the government spending only two-thirds of its land acquisition budget and turning down most offers of property from white farmers. Alfred Angula, the head of the country's farm workers union, has been one of the main champions of land expropriation.
The key issue here is economical power. Those who have does not want to relinquish the economical power that they've been enjoying for years.
In the year 2000, Zimbabwe launched what it called fast-track land reform to transfer white-owned commercial farms to blacks. The chaotic invasion and seizure of farms in Zimbabwe destroyed much of its commercial agriculture and left more than half the country dependent on international food aid to survive. Angula, however, disputes that there were problems with the way Zimbabwe approached land redistribution.
What went wrong? To who did it run wrong? Is it to those who has or those who doesn't have? The Zimbabwean system, to me, was the best.
Angula argues that white commercial farmers in Namibia should hand over half or two-thirds of their land to blacks immediately. But on Namibia's arid soil, commercial farmers need large patches of terrain to sustain their livestock. Many blacks resettled by the government on portions of what used to be commercial farms have struggled to make a living. Siggy Einbeck, a third-generation white Namibian farmer, says one other problem has been that when the government buys a farm, all the former laborers get forced off the land.
At this stage, about 25,000 people who have been resettled on these farms who cannot make a living, and it's about as many people who have been evicted, dispersed from the land. That's the farm workers and their people.
So far, no commercial farms have been expropriated, but that could change soon. According to a government-run newspaper, 8 properties are being considered for seizure, and the Namibian authorities have brought in consultants on land reform from Zimbabwe. Jason Beaubien, NPR News.